is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Let me say it again. I hope you're safe and well. Damn it, if you're not, let me just hang out with you for a little while. This is when the show gets started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. And with our forces combined, we are captain. No, we're not captain anything. No Captain Planet. It's just the JR Sport Brief Show. Look, we got a lot to get into. Got some baseball going on. How about this? Tigers trying to get rid of the Guardians. We got some New York Yankees action. They're trying to get rid of the Royals. Mets have already gotten rid of the Phillies. We're going to get into that. The New York Jets got rid of their offensive coordinator, kind of, sort of, just a little bit. Got 49ers and the Seahawks. It is Thursday night football. A little bit of NFC West action. That'll be a lot of fun. Hey, we got Tim Healy, who's going to join us from Newsday. He's coming through next hour. We're getting ready for some NFL action, more college action over the weekend. Jaden Daniels wants to let everybody know. Yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I run. I'm a quarterback, but I am not Lamar Jackson, so knock it off. People like Giancarlo Stanton all of a sudden with the Yankees for now. Nick Sirianni, people are looking at him as the next head coach who's going to get the boot. And then we got a good college football matchup over the weekend, too. We got quite a few. But I'm looking forward to Oregon and Ohio State because they've just been beating up on everybody. And now they're going to beat up on each other in the Big Ten. So we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. You can call up. Knock yourself out. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult person to find. And thank you for listening. On the Free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The good luck charm is back. The man who witnessed the New York Mets advance to their first National League Championship Series since 2015. The man who is a walking rabbit's foot. He's here with us. His name is Ryan Hickey. Welcome back,
JR. It is great to be back with you, sir.
Likewise. Now, listen, I told you, you went to the game. If they won, you were good luck. And if they lost, you were bad luck. Consider yourself lucky.
I will say this is the third playoff game I've been to in my life for the Mets.
Okay.
3-0.
Look, oh my God, wow.
3-0. I didn't want to say in the atmosphere or put it out there in the universe, I should say, but you kind of put it on a tee. So far, so good. Uh-huh. I don't see another playoff game, at least this year, in my future. So maybe that's kind of why I can kind of say it now.
Whoa.
So far, so good.
Wait. Without looking at the schedule, I know the series, whoever they play, the Dodgers or the Padres, is going to start on Sunday. I would imagine that the first game that the New York Mets would host would be, what, in the middle of next week, the end of next week?
It is. I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the three home games that they have next week.
Wow. So what the hell is the problem? Go to all three and they go to World Series.
Go to all three. Well, I mean, if you say that, sure, I will shell out every dime I have as part of the problem. And I made a money.
Get a media credential. Not that tough.
That's true. Well, I can't ditch you for three nights.
Yeah, don't do that.
I would love to be there. Okay. I feel weird. I could not get a media credential. Because then you're supposed to be professional. I can't be professional these games.
You are professional. What are you talking about?
Not when it comes to the Mets. Not in the playoffs. I could not sit in the press box, you know, dressed like you're supposed to, with a button down and try to look somewhat fancy/formal. Okay. Sit there and just enjoy/absorb the game from a non-biased perspective.
Oh my
could
God.
Not do it.
You have no self-control? What type of human are you?
Zero self-control.
Okay, wow.
I'm like many humans out there. We won't name any, but we can go a lot of different paths there.
Name one. Name a human with no self-control. Go ahead.
Oh, jeez.
Name one. Go ahead. One that we all know, the whole world. Name one.
Oh, boy. There's a lot I could say here. I don't want to get in trouble this early in the show. I mean, later on, after dark, we can maybe do that.
Okay. All right. Note taken. Anyway, let's take a listen. I want to know what the hell you did at this moment. This moment from last night. It was a big deal for Francisco Lindor. For the life of me, I don't understand why Met fans hated this guy's guts when he signed that big old contract. 10 years, $341 million. Let's take a listen to the sound from Howie Rose. This was that grand slam in the sixth inning. And then I want to know what the hell you were doing. Did you spill beer or whatever? Let's listen to the sound.
2-1 to Lindor. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam into the Phillies' bullpen in right center field. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-1. They were famished for the big hit all night, and Francisco Lindor just provided a feast.
I love it. They were famished. Right on time. Thanksgiving, I don't know, a month and a couple of weeks away. Famished. So that took place in the sixth inning. You were in the building. Did you have a beer in your hand?
No, I had the beer under my seat.
What a genius.
Because I had if that base loaded one out, tie the game, base hit, you're going to go crazy. I'm not spilling a $16 beer under the seat, away from arms, legs, anything that can kind of knock it over.
The beer cost six. Is this a normal cup or is it a big cup?
No, double guy, 25 ouncer.
Oh, my. Okay.
So it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Now, did people throw beer in the air? I get mad when they do that.
Not where we were sitting.
Good.
Not where we were sitting, thankfully. So no one got drenched in other people's beer. That was good.
I'd be like one of them people at the Dodger games, man. Okay. Somebody, Dodgers, Rams. Are you going to throw a beer into the air? What is your problem? You deserve to get punched in the face with something
like
that.
Wow, so you know what sets you off. There are a few things that will get you going in a game like that, huh? One of them is if you get a beer shower from somebody else, they're paying for it.
Where's the common courtesy at? I'm going to a game to watch a sporting event. Like, that's an intrusion of personal space when you're now throwing stuff on me. You know what I'm saying? What are we doing here?
I know what you're saying. I think maybe a lot in that moment is forgiven because of just the joy that goes on. But close for you, no.
No. No, I don't want beer in my hair. I don't want beer in my clothes. Hell no. No. For all of that, if you're going to throw a beer up into the air and it lands on me, I should throw a beer on you. What are you going to do? we're still at the game, right? Nobody hit a home run, but an eye for an eye. Like, no, what are we doing?
I like it. An eye for an eye. The JR motto.
An eye for you, damn. Why are you making me sound evil?
No, I think it's just fair. That's JR wisdom right there. Maybe that's how we'll phrase it.
Is that from the Bible?
Was it Hammurabi? No, Hammurabi's code.
Is that in the Bible?
I don't think so, because it's, okay. What is it? If I poke your eye, I'm going to, yours out.
No, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Yeah.
It's not in the Bible, Hammurabi?
I don't think that's in the Bible. That's a man who lives by his own code.
Who's that guy, Hammurabi? Can I Google him? I got to learn how to spell it.
Yeah, that's...
H-A...
I think maybe double M.
M, Hammur, E-R.
Abi, A-B-I.
A-B, I was going to go, why? Hammurabi. Oh. Okay. I'm going to Google him. I like him.
Yeah. That wisdom has stuck around for generations, thousands of years.
After I Google him, maybe I won't like him. Hey, listen, let's talk about somebody else that New York Met fans didn't particularly like. Hey, Pete Alonso. This guy's been looking for a contract. He thinks he deserves Aaron Judge money. Maybe not now because he stinks until he started hitting all these home runs. Even Pete Alonso, he looks at Lindor and he's just like, that shortstop is amazing.
He just stayed within himself, took a nice, short, compact swing, and man, oh man, he connected with that ball. It was just absolutely exploded off his barrel. Just a beautiful swing, right man, right spot, right time. What a swing. I mean, he such deserved. So happy for him. But man, I mean, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
There are a lot of Met fans who hated that guy's guts. They hated him. They looked at Lindor and all they saw was the contract. They looked at the money. They looked at the performance. They said, what are we paying this guy for? I mean, for the past bunch of seasons, he's been damn good. The guy is up to stolen bases. You can count on him for 30-plus home runs, 90-plus RBIs. He's going to play almost every single game. Hickey, why did people hate his guts when he first became a Met? Why?
Stupidity. That's where there's a lot of idiot fans out there, including Mets fans. It was stupid. I don't know. This is one thing I never get with fans. Why they care so much about the money? Oh, you're making this amount. You're making that amount. Who cares? If you're producing, no one's complaining. But he got off to a slow start initially, right. And people jumped on the bandwagon, wanted to make him the scapegoat as to why the Mets stunk. And they, for whatever reason, never got off it. It was ridiculous.
He batted 230 his first season. New York Met fans probably hurt his feelings. Legitimate?
I mean, I do think there is some truth to that. I think you're right. I don't think he knew what to expect. And I think the negativity almost instantly didn't help get him out of that early hole.
Okay. New York is different. It chew you up and spit you out. There's a lot in New York that's almost like, what's this guy's name? Hickey? Hammurabi? What was his name?
Hammurabi.
Hammurabi. Eye for an eye. And tooth for a tooth. New York can be cutthroat. We've seen a lot of... Hey, Hickey, where's Joey Gallo? Is he still playing baseball? Did he retire?
Oh,
he quit.
Oh, God. I don't know if he's ever recovered. He was on the Dodgers for a little bit.
He was. And then the Rangers got him. Let's see.
That's right. I forgot he was on the Rangers.
That
he
guy
in witness protection.
Washington Nationals. That is witness protection. Oh, my God. Look at this number. Oh, 2024 season. A batting average of 161. 10 home runs, 27 RBIs. Sad. Damn. That guy's
going to
retire at the end of the year. Unless he's owed money. New York Yankee fans sent him over the edge. Let's listen to Francisco Lindor, because now everybody loves him. Now everybody is kissing his ass. Now everybody is a fan of Francisco Lindor. He said that grand slam last night. He told this. He said it was one of the greatest achievements. It's the greatest home run of my career.
Pretty high, because this is a home run to send us to a big place, you know, which is the National League Championship. It's hard to rank them from 1 to 10, whatever, but it's pretty high for sure.
Well, that's nice. That's beautiful. I heard this little girl in the back hanging out with dad, too. It's beautiful. The game after that, not so beautiful. What an ass. Well, man, 8-0? Man, what, like 20 different pitchers in that game? I'm like, do we need 20 pitchers just to get to the result of a game? That is the worst part about baseball. Dodgers came through and smashed the Padres, returning the favor from the night before where they beat them 6-5. And now we wait. Now the New York Mets, they wait. They wait to see who the hell they're going to play in California. Hickey, did you at least play lotto after? You're so lucky. Did you play lotto?
I did not, but maybe I wish I... You know what? No, screw that. I'm going to save all my luck for this World Series one. I'd rather see the Mets win a World Series than win the lottery. You can call it stupid, but I may never see one in my life, and I can't die without a title.
If you win the lottery, maybe you can buy the Mets from Steve Cohen. What are the odds that happens?
I mean, that has to be a hell of a lottery there, right there.
Yeah, in order, you'd have to, do they have a lottery where you can win? I don't know. You'd have to win $50 billion, I think, right?
I would love for that to happen. Maybe if everyone loses the lottery for the next, like, year and just keeps on piling up, you know, one of those Mega Millions. But that's the ballpark we have to be in. I'm not sure if that's happening.
Good luck to you. You know,
Thank you, JR.
Yeah, good luck to the New York Mets.
Bandwagon's open if you want to join.
I like the Mets. I do. But I'm a Yankees fan first. Yankees, then the Mets. There's a pecking order here. And if the Mets advance to the World Series, then I will root for the Mets unless it is the New York Yankees. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
I know there's a lot of people that say, you can't do that. I could do what the hell I want. you can't root for that. Like, why do I have to root? Now, I know you probably hate the Yankees, right? You can't root for them.
I would never root for the Yankees.
Oh, see, there you go.
Maybe unless they played like the Phillies or someone, and even then, I'm not sure.
That's what you call loser's mentality, okay?
Well, what can I say? I've had 30 years of losing, Jar, for the most part. It's ingrained in me. I'm a hater. I won't deny.
When your team just loses and loses and, like, I like the Jets, Hickey. I like the Jets. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem rooting for the New York Giants. Like, when the Giants go to the Super, especially against the Patriots, I'm rooting for them. When the Giants went to the Super Bowl and they took on the Ravens, I didn't think they were going to win, but I rooted for them. Like, I got no problem rooting for whoever. There's only a few teams I will never root for. I will never root for the Red Sox. Let's see who else is out there.
Patriots? Well, the Patriots just sounded like yes.
Yeah. I hate the Patriots. Hate the Reds. You want me to go on the list?
Sure.
I don't hate the Celtics as much. Not as much.
Okay.
Let's see. Did I miss a sport?
Hockey? You have any strong allegiances in hockey where you can't stand anybody?
I will never root for the Islanders, no.
Okay.
No. Rangers, Devils in that order, and then I'll never root for the Islanders. I've gone to see them before, but it's out of, you know, free tickets. Why not?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think that has things covered. I think those are all the teams in North America that I will never root. Everybody else, I don't care. What do I care for? Not giving me a check. Why do I care? Just the reality. Anyway, we got baseball underway. Right now, the Detroit Tigers have an opportunity and a chance to wipe out the Cleveland Guardians. They're trying to advance to the ALCS. We'll keep you up to date as that game goes on. We'll let you know what the hell goes on between the New York Yankees and the Royals as they get underway. We were going to get you all set and ready for some Thursday night football. We got the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. Two teams. Well, one team that's supposed to compete for a Super Bowl and another team that just exists with Geno Smith. Good luck to them. We got a lot to get into. If you want to call up, participate, knock yourself out, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, this a lot of good stuff happening in the country, in the world, in a lot of places. We have something bad go down last night. This hurricane. Hickey, what's the name? Milton?
Milton.
It's screwing things up. It's screwing up lives and the Tropicana Field, the home of the Rays, Jacksonville Jaguars couldn't fly out, the London on. There's a lot going on. And Tom Brady did a good thing. We're going to talk about that on the other side. And then speaking of Tom Brady, his name is still in the news about playing quarterback for a team. I will explain on the other side. Congratulations, we're just getting started. I'm here with you, you're here with me, and Hickey's here too, the New York Mets fan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Hickey, how am I supposed to believe that? Didn't the guy call this week? He called me a comedian, he called me a joke.
But it was, no, he called you a comedian in a good way, that you're funny, not you're a joke yourself.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I think, at least. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Anyway, hello to that guy. Hi, guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We showed some love to the New York Mets, the first team to advance here to the championship round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Right now, the Tigers are trying to do the same, but they are already in a deficit. Cleveland, the Guardians, they lead them 1-0 in Detroit. Congratulations to those fans in Detroit. I like Comerica Ballpark. That little downtown area in Detroit is pretty cool. Hickey, I can't even say ejected. How do you even say it? If I'm outside the building, they told me to cut it off. I was hanging on the Tiger. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I was hanging on the Tiger.
When you say hanging, like, what do you mean by hanging? Like, riding it? Dangling from
Whoa. Easy there.
No, I mean, I'm
the Tiger, it's a big... Have you seen the Tiger outside of Comerica? I don't know what they call it now. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever seen the Tiger?
I've never been to that stadium, so okay. No.
They have, as you can imagine, they have a giant limestone Tiger out in the front. It's huge. This thing is maybe like 2 stories tall. And so me, don't ask me how I got up there. I still think I can get up there, probably. I was hanging from the Tiger's mouth. I was hanging off of his teeth.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. If I can find the photo, I'll post it for the listeners' viewing pleasure. It's just me just hanging out of a Tiger's mouth. That's it.
How long were you up there for?
Long enough for somebody to come over and go, hey, excuse me, God, just can you knock it off? Sure, fine, sure.
Okay, at least they weren't, you know, some guys would get aggressive, you know, get down, get out of here, kick you out, never come back.
This is like, I don't even know how many years ago. 10 years. I'll show you a before and after. I was there last year and I took a photo in front of the Tiger instead of hanging from its mouth. I've grown over time. Although I would still climb into the Tiger if I could. Anyway, I haven't grown up that much. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Joey, oh my God, he's calling from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. How you doing, Joey?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
I'm good. Whoa, before you say anything, you good? How was the storm? Was crazy? You good? You fine?
Well, I was on the East Coast. I went to the East Coast, retreated. Nothing really happened. And I hear nothing really happened over by me either, except maybe my room's flooded. But I don't know yet. I'm on my way home. So
okay. So you went east. You went to the east coast of Florida, which is what? How long did it take you to get that way? 2 hours?
3 hours.
Oh my god!
Like 30 minutes.
Wow. Because everybody
right now. So.
Oh wow! Everybody going the same direction. Now you're going home. Well, I hope everything.
But there's nobody on the road right now. So.
Good. Good. Well, drive safe, and I hope everything is okay with your home. What else you got going on, Joey? What's up?
Well, you know, I am a diehard sports fan, but lifelong Tiger fan because I grew up in Michigan.
Okay.
But I've been a Rays since Devil Rays fan. Since I got inducted to the Devil Rays Fan Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and
Rays.
The Devil Rays last Devil Rays fan.
Wait. So you got to slow down. You talk fast, Joe. You got to slow down.
Oh, sorry. That's a Michigan thing of me.
Wait.
All right. I was the last ever Tampa Bay Devil Rays fan inducted to the Devil Rays Rays Fan Hall of Fame for being a dire fan.
Now, this is going to be a shock to maybe not you, a shock to me. I didn't know the Rays have fans. I thought there were four more, y'all?
Maybe three or four, you know?
Okay. All right, good. Go ahead.
So what I was at, wanted to know is this. For your Mets fan over there, do you think they dissembled that team too early? Because remember, they were supposed to be, oh my God, World Series bound with this new owner, all the money invested. And then they choked. He dissembled the team. And now look at the team.
Bruh.
They're on the verge of round two.
Are you talking about getting rid of Verlander and Scherzer?
Yep.
Are you asking, his name is Hickey, by the way, Ryan Hickey. Are you asking if that was a bad idea? They look at where they're at.
Well, they were crazy. They were injured most of the season. But they also assembled more players, I think, than that. But, I mean, I think that
they didn't even play. They were hurt. Those guys were hurt this year. What were they going to do for the Mets besides cost money, which they're paying anyway?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're still paying on their salaries, right? I think that less is more. Look at the Rays. They have one of the lowest payrolls every year, and somehow they're always there. You know?
All right, Joey. What time do you expect to get to your house?
Let me see. My GPS says.
Tell us. Go ahead.
8:39.
2 hours. All right. Well, you drive safe. I'll be here the whole way, okay?
Yeah, I'll be listening.
All right. Call me when you get home and let me know how the flooding is, all right?
All right, I will.
All right. Thank you, Joey from Tampa. Hickey, is he going to call back and tell me about the flooding in his house?
I don't think so. Probably not.
No. Damn.
Which hopefully that's a good thing, right? If he doesn't, I guess if he does call, it probably means he has more time.
I want to know either way.
If he doesn't call, maybe he's preoccupied.
I really want to know. Well, if there's flooding in his house, he ain't going to call us, is he? No, right?
I hope not. I really hope we would not be his first call. Hey, guys, just a heads up. I got 4 feet of water in my house right now.
What are we supposed to? Well, man, this is rough. Hickey, do you have any? I answered the question that he posed to you, but what? Do you even care about Scherzer and Verlander? Who cares about those guys? Right?
No, like you said, they barely pitched. They stunk when they did, and they got some good prospects from them. I don't really get the question.
This man, Steve Cohen, has so much money. He could send old guys into retirement and still pay him and still go one step away from the World Series. Must be nice. Must be. Did you even? You expected the Mets to go to the playoffs. I expected them just to be about 500. Did you think they were going to be like a step away from the World Series?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. I thought they'd go to the playoffs and then kind of one of those. I'm not sitting here pretending that I saw a World Series run, NLCS run. Right. Kind of one of those. Once you get in, you'll never know. But like, did I actually think they were the best team in the NL? No.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, good luck to that guy, Joey. Joey, you can call us anytime, whether there's flooding or no flooding. And it was bad. I got family in Tampa. I was freaked out. All night long, just text saying, hey, you good? You all right? You cool? You good? Yeah, we good. We just got no power right now. And thank God they're fine. And much love to the people who are going through some tough times. One of the things I did see early in the morning, or not even early, but it was late enough, was that Tropicana Field. You heard that guy. He said, I didn't even know the Rays had a Hall of Fame. For what? Really? There's four guys in the Rays Hall of Fame? Four fans? That's pathetic. You know your fan base sucks when you gotta do a Hall of Fame for the fans. That stinks. Anyway, it was bad last night at Tropicana. Hurricane Milton ripped the roof off that place. So take a listen to this from CNN.
It's surreal to see the roof shredded like that. I was able to actually get my hands on a piece of that that roof to kind of feel the material, and it feels just thick vinyl, like you'd one of those blow up pool materials. And you could see it just had no chance against those winds of Hurricane Milton. And what was fascinating and also disturbing, they had about 10,000 cots and beds sitting in the outfield. So those shots, you could look down and you could see those cots sitting there. Those were for first responders that they were going to have come in, and that's where they were going to stay as they helped the area recover. Of course, now plans have to change. That obviously cannot be a place where first responders are going to be able to stay, as the dome of Tropicana Field is now completely exposed to the elements.
Yeah, I saw the photo. Not good. Not good at all. And shout outs to Tom Brady. Tom Brady donating $100,000 to the relief efforts down there in Tampa. And then we even heard the Jacksonville Jaguars, they having a difficult time, or did have a difficult time. They were delayed in flying out to London. We know the Jags, they're going to go to London and take on the Chicago Bears. Much love to everybody down in Tampa. Much love to everybody down in Florida. We got people in South Georgia. We got a lot of people affected by yet another hurricane. Screw Milton. And kiss my ass. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get to some more football news. This time, it's another New York team. It's the New York football team that's been in the news all week because they're a blank show. It's the New York Jets. They decided to move some pieces around when it comes to their offense and their play calling. I'll fill you in on the latest with the Jets. We're going to talk about the 49ers and the Seahawks. We're going to get into some college with Oregon and Ohio State. We're going to get into some more NFL. We got more baseball. We got it all.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much for the news update, Rich Ackerman. I want to give you another update. Dive a little bit deeper into the latest saga that is the New York Jets. So think about this. If I can utilize my brain properly, sometimes it's difficult. On Sunday, the New York Jets are in London. They lose to the Minnesota Vikings. They look like crap. Rob Saleh gets fired as head coach of the New York Jets on Tuesday. We hear from Woody Johnson, what have you, owner of the New York Jets. Yesterday, Wednesday, we hear from Aaron Rodgers. He's like, yeah, now we're friends, man. I have nothing to do with that. And today, we learn that the offensive coordinator of the New York Jets, Nathaniel Hackett, someone who Sean Payton hated to guts as a head coach, had nothing to do with him, replaced him, and thought he did a terrible job. Nathaniel Hackett is no longer offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. We heard the rumors that Rob Saleh was going to give him a demotion before he got fired himself. Well, he still got demoted, and he is no longer going to be calling the plays for the New York Jets. Todd Downing is going to take over, former offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. How difficult could it be to tell Derrick Henry to give him the ball and let him run with it? I don't know. But that's what happened. The new Jets head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, he spoke to the media today, and he said, Nathaniel Hackett, he ain't calling no more plays.
Regarding the staff, after a lot of time to think about it and did not make this decision easily by any means, I'm going to make Todd Downing the play caller for the New York Jets going forward. And this is more a byproduct of a different take on things. I'm not saying it's a better or worse take on things by any means, but just a different take on things, a fresh approach. So ultimately, Todd will have the full say on the game plan and ultimately the plays that are called within the game.
Damn. Todd Downing was like the passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach. And now he's going to be out there calling the offensive plays. It's his job. Jeff Ulbrich is going to stand around looking angry like he's going to punch somebody in the mouth. And Todd Downing will just stand around and call the plays. Now, we know Nathaniel Hackett was basically brought in to be bait. He was brought in to lure Aaron Rodgers at that time from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets. They're like, hey, we got your offensive coordinator. We got your friend. Don't you want to come over here to the Jets now? And he did, and it worked. Unfortunately, he blew out his leg last year. And so Nathaniel Hackett had to work with Zach Wilson, who, let's face it, wasn't much to work with. Let's also face it, the New York Jets didn't plan for any of it. And so they bombed last year. And damn it, they bombed again this year with an older Aaron Rodgers. And so how does Aaron Rodgers feel about the demotion of his friend? No, not Rob Saleh. He got fired. I'm talking about Nathaniel Hackett. Listen to Aaron Rodgers say, I'm with the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there'd be changes after they let Robert go. I had conversations with Brick over the 2 days. I knew that he was thinking about it, leaning toward it, and I told him I'd back him up, whatever he decided.
Uh-huh, yep. Aaron Rodgers is going to play the straight man for a couple of weeks at least, because he wants to keep his nose out of the mud. He wants to keep his nose out of other things. But the fact is, until the New York Jets hit another skid and then this drama is clear, Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna play innocent, right? He sat around and told everybody yesterday he had nothing to do with the firing of Robert Saleh. Oh, yeah, okay. His behavior over the past several months was indicative that he was the boss. It was also indicative of undermining. He undermined Rob Saleh every chance and opportunity he got. He did it publicly. But then he wants to tell the world that he had nothing to do with the guy getting the boot. Yeah, sure, whatever. So Rob Saleh is gone. Hickey, you think he's sitting in a house with his seven kids, or did he leave?
I would say, I think you got to get out of Dodge, right?
Oh, man.
Just got to get out, go anywhere but that area and just take a few days off. Take a few weeks off to recuperate.
With his wife and the seven kids?
I guess you're right. You can't rip him out of school.
Maybe you can. He got that much money. I don't know.
Well, that's also true. That stinks. Imagine still being in the area then.
Why do you want to go somewhere with seven kids and your wife?
So what are you advising him on a one-way vacation by himself?
No, let's just be honest about this, right? I can understand if they were a young couple. They are young. Rob Saleh, I don't think he's older than, I don't know, 40-something? 45. He's still young enough. I can understand if he had one kid or two kids, and it's just like, hey, you know, let's go for the weekend, all four of us. Nine? Did I do math correctly? Seven kids and two parents? Nine? Is seven children? Hickey, who wants to do that? Do they got a nanny? Even with a nanny, it's not enough.
That is a lot of people to take care of.
Hickey, if I had seven kids, I don't care what their ages were. They'd be all tied together on one rope, okay? Is that legal? Is that bad? Would I get like a call from APS or something like that?
You might, considering that's for like three-year-olds.
Child Protective Service? No, I don't know how old his kids are, but it doesn't matter.
15-year-old. All right, get on the leash. Let's go. We're all going. Ever mobilizing.
Yeah. No, you've seen a thing, you know, where you tie the rope around one person's waist, and then you tie the rope around the other person's waist, and they all connect it?
I live by a daycare, and I see it every morning.
Yes.
It's very cute when they're like three.
Exactly. I don't
care
how old.
You're like a 15-year-old. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're 15, you walk in the back. Or maybe the front.
You're on the leash.
Yeah, you are.
Are you
at
the front of the line, then? Are you leading the line, or are you at the back?
Bro, Rob Saleh don't have no 15-year-old kid. Come on.
What do you think the oldest is? Like,
I don't know. 11? 10? The one playing catch with Aaron Rodgers. 11, 12? 12? Yeah, can't be older than 12. Come on.
I mean, that's probably at least seven years too old for a leash, but hey.
Oh, okay. All right. I think any age is too old for So let's make the leash cute. Let's make it look like a book bag. Okay. Let's put some spikes and some fur on it to make it look childlike. It's a leash. The child is on a leash. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers has the New York Jets organization on his own leash. Someone who remembers and will remember Coach Saleh. He's one of the best cornerbacks, one of the best defensive backs in the NFL. His name is Sauce Gardner. He says the rest of this year is an honor. Not that he died or anything, but it's for Rob Saleh.
Honestly, I'm gonna be completely honest. Like the way that we've been, what we've been saying, like we're doing it for him still. Like that's just what it is. We're still doing it for him because we know everything that he did, you know, was out of the kindness of his heart, you know, to help the team, to make the team better. You know, the thing about Coach Sala's situation, you know, because I'm an empath, so I just immediately think about, like, his kids, you know, because I know he's strong. Everybody know he's mentally strong, you know what I'm saying? But, like, his kids who go to school in Jersey, who got to, like, go through, whether it's their classmates, whether it's their classmates' parents talking about it, asking about it, or every time they go on the internet, they're seeing stuff about it. So it's just, man, it was sad. It was sad to see, man. It definitely was sad to see.
Yeah, but isn't there like an easy retort to that? Like if some idiot kid, hey, your dad got fired, your dad's a loser. Hickey, don't you just pull the money card? Right? Is it?
That's true. He's getting paid a lot of money not to work.
Hey, my dad makes $500,000 a month to do nothing. What does your dad do?
Work like a loser? Huh.
I don't know. You would imagine the kids in his class are probably, hey, my dad is the governor of New Jersey. You'd be like, oh, okay. Like, my bad. Hey, what does your dad do? My dad is, I don't know, he's the president of the New York Jets. Oh, okay. Maybe Robert Saleh's kids are the low end of the totem pole. You never know. You never know. Hickey, did you ever hear the Chris Rock joke?
No.
Chris Rock said, in my community, he says, where I live, I'm a comedian. He says, my next door neighbor's house is bigger than mine. So my next door neighbor is a dentist. And so he had to reckon with that in his mind. He says, do you know how many jokes I have to tell to buy this house? And all this guy does next door to me is just fix teeth. I go, well, damn, that's something interesting, right? I mean, so maybe Rob Saleh's kids, maybe they are going to get punked at school. Maybe they go to the same school as Nathaniel Hackett's kids and they don't have to worry about it. But Nathaniel Hackett, this man doesn't have a job now, I guess. He's Aaron Rodgers' cheerleader. You can pick him up from the airport. He can get his laundry, do his dishes in his house. I don't know. But Aaron Rodgers says he has a lot of love for his demoted offensive coordinator. Take a listen to this.
How is Nathaniel doing?
You should ask him.
We're not able to.
Okay.
I would. I don't think we're talking to realize him, to be honest with you.
I love Nathaniel. I mean, he's one of my dearest friends in the league, and obviously a tough situation, but I think it speaks volume to the character that he has, that he wanted to stick around, be here for me, be here for Todd, support Todd. So it's credit to the man that he is.
What a smart ass that Aaron Rodgers is. Hey, why don't you ask him? We can't. They won't let us talk to him because he got demoted. He got fired. I also find it very interesting. Aaron Rodgers made very clear he could have left. They took his job away. He's no longer the offensive coordinator. He's just going to stick around pretty much because Aaron Rodgers wants him to. Imagine getting fired from a job and just sticking around. Wow. Whoa. That just, I guess the power of Aaron Rodgers. I don't know where Nathaniel Hackett is going to work whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to bail, but that's a tough guy, man. Head coach got fired. Offensive coordinator basically got fired. And he's sticking around just to wash Aaron Rodgers' shoes. Admirable. Good guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? Right now in Detroit, a team that doesn't know what it feels like to win a playoff series. Hasn't been here, hasn't done this since 2013. The Tigers got the bases loaded. Cleveland leads 1-0. It's the bottom of the second. If these Detroit Tigers can have anywhere near as much magic as the Mets have, then we'll have a grand slam. Or at least we'll get some runs across the board. Because as of right now, there are no outs. The Tigers got to score something here. We'll keep you up to date on the Detroit Tigers and the Guardians as the evening continues on. We'll keep you up to date on the New York Yankees and the Royals when they get started. Of course, yes, we are going to talk some Thursday night football. A matter of fact, let's take a break. And when we come back on the other side, let's get into some Thursday night football. Tonight, we got the San Francisco 49ers and the Seahawks. And congratulations, a pop fly by Detroit. The game is tied at 1-1. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to talk some Thursday night football on the other side of the break, so don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.